Right now, what we're looking at is a operating agreement that has been executed between the government and the potential new owners of the refinery, Atlantic Basin Refinery, that has been vetted by the sellers because they brought them to us. We, at the same time, negotiated something that was in the best interest of the territory in terms of return of high-paying jobs with respect to business activity and enough sort of financial assurances to mitigate any risk in the long term. You know, the process, again, has been narrowed down to Atlantic Basin Refinery, and eventually they emerged as the most successful bidder with respect to the refinery, according to a process that was outlined in the Fourth Amendment to the concession agreement, which was negotiated, which was approved, and which was passed by the legislature. And I think that we've been held to that standard all along in terms of the process. Again, the economic interest of the owner is to get the best possible purchaser for the refinery. Our interest is to get the best possible entity that will restart, look at the restart, and provide the jobs that we need.